Blog Talk Radio.
It's an interesting thing that there is no noun in the New Testament for saints. There is no noun. Saints, that word we have translated saints in our Bibles, is an adjective used as a noun. And it's an adjective and it's simply holy. Holy. So if you read your Greek New Testament, you'll see that it says, the holy ones is understood. So the saints are the holy ones. The Spirit is the holy one. God is the holy one. It's not a noun, it's an adjective. It describes us. Holy. So the believers are the holy ones of God. Then I thought, then it's no wonder that the saints of God join in with the angels of God declaring holy, 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 because we recognize holiness because that's our connection with God. I just wish we had a lot of time to look at all these verses, maybe some point. But just hear this, what it says in Peter. We have come to share the very nature of God. We have come to share the very nature of God. It says through his divine promises, we have come to share the divine nature. And even though we share that divine nature, God is still distinctively God, and we are still distinctively we. We do not lose the identity that God created. But in addition to that identity that God created, we now share a new identity as members of the holy community of God. And it's more than a name. It's a designation. It's a distinction. So we each do not, we do not lose. You know, when we come into God, God doesn't just mash us all together like potatoes. We retain our own unique created identity so that we function in that place for which God created us. But we also function as one. The holy ones of God. Because we are members of that holy community of our great God and Savior. So in this place in God, having been immersed, submerged into the living God and into that holy community, the more we realize that, the more God can freely manifest himself in our villages, in our neighborhoods, because we're not just that guy or that lady. We are one with God in God. And I believe that in this community, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit indwell each other. They behold each other. Jesus said, I beheld you. So we, when we enter into this holy community, begin to fix our gaze on our God. And if we like the little analogy that this is, because the word has something to do with choreography, so if we think about it as a great dance, you know, I don't really know how to dance really, because I am equipped with two left feet. But I also know this much. If you're going to dance, somebody has to lead. You can't both lead. And in this great dance of God, we fix our eyes upon him, and he leads. And we follow, which is exactly what Jesus requested of us as he walked this earth, isn't it? Follow me. Follow. And to follow is bigger than having your reservation in heaven. It's making it through every day, whether it's tough or not. You make it through because of the grace and the life of God that flows through you. Our focus sometimes is on the things that are not right or bad. I believe God has his focus on the things that are good. And we ought to have our focus on the things that are good. And that focus, that good thing I would like to see us focus on, is that we are the holy ones of God. That's not because we've been such good folks, but because God is such a gracious God that has come about, because God is such a holy God. So it's because of God that we are who we are, and for no other reason at all. I believe that the challenge from God is that we would do exactly what Jesus said. You shall love the Lord your God with all your whole being, and then your neighbor in the same way. Because God is what? One. And we, in him, are one. I wanted us to sing a song. I asked Gail if we could. It's page 262. So maybe we could just stand and we could sing this. It's a prayer. Okay.
You need one?
And then, Dr. House, you wind us up.